I would like to greet all of you, welcoming you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, also all those who visit us from near and far, likewise also all those who are joining us online. I think it's a great number which are connected worldwide. We have already received greetings from Portugal, from the brothers and sisters who are gathered there, and also greetings from many other brothers and sisters. And today we will start with the greetings, and then we will sing the wonderful songs. Just the song which we heard now, we all know the Lamb of God alone was worthy to take the book, to open the seals. No other one, neither in heaven nor on earth, was worthy. Brothers and sisters, a great privilege was given to us to live in this time where God's word is being fulfilled before us, the word of prophecy. And also we can tune in. Worthy is the Lamb which was slain to receive the power and the riches, wisdom and power, glory and honor and praise. Now, let us start with the greetings before we start singing. Namely, we have greetings from Brother Gerard from the Congo, from the church from Orléans. Then we have greetings from Brother Kambove from the Congo, greetings from Nkongolo from Finland, greetings from various brothers from Brazil, likewise also from various brothers and sisters from Mozambique. Then greetings from Cuba, from Brother Leiva, from Guantanamo. Greetings from Russia and from the Ukraine. Greetings from Brother Stefane from Abidjan, from Brother Emmanuel from London, Brother and Sister Holviti from Finland, Brother and Sister Anderson from New Zealand, Brother Christian from Romania, Brother Ideon from Abidjan, Brother and Sister from Kishinev are sending greetings. Brother Mugoga from Uganda, Brother and Sister Luce from Sweden, Brother Paul Nyagi from Nairobi, Brother Ellis from Edmonton, Brother Gelando and the whole local church are sending greetings from Palermo, Brother Chauffeur, Kigali, greetings from the Nixo, Congo, greetings from Burundi, greetings from the DRC, then greetings from Brother Motika, greetings from Brother Lupondo from South Africa, greetings from Brother Brother Bruce from the University in Cape Town greets with Acts chapter 3, verse 19 up to verse 21. Then greetings from Brother Jambodi from Abidjan. Greetings from Brother Yamba from Cameroon. Greetings from Brother Bautista from Bolivia. From Brother Merdi from the Chad. Greetings from South Africa. There's no name given. Brother, from Tartakistan. From Brother Mashi. From Brother Matusen. Greetings from Brother Ilunga from the USA. From Brother Gerard from Congo, Brazzaville. Greetings. Brother Ramon and 10 other brothers are sending greetings from Cuba. And then Brother Frederico. And then from brothers and sisters from Poland. Just these greetings. Most surely, they are more connected. Now, we want to give praise to our Lord by singing songs. We start with song number 2 from these little booklets. Song number two. Wonderful Words of Life. Number 2. Sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see. Wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty. Teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner, listen to love. Wonderful words of life, all so freely given, offering us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Wonderful words of life. Jesus, holy Savior, sanctify forever. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Wonderful words of life. Amen. I believe all of us, we rejoice also for the word of life which the Lord prepared for us tonight. Now, let us sing number 12, When Peace Like a River. Number 12, It Is Well With My Soul. Number 12.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well with my soul. It is well, so it is well. It is well. It is well with my soul. Though Satan should bow, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control. that Christ has regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul.
There's no other, no nicer place where we could be now, as we gathered at the feet of our Savior and Lord to hear His loving words. Also tonight, we are in great expectation that the Lord will speak to us through His holy word. Now, before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read us the word for introduction from the Gospel of John, chapter 5. Gospel of John, chapter 5, beginning with verse 36. John 5:36. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father has given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. And the Father himself who sent me has borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape, and ye have not his word abiding in you. For whom he has sent, him ye believe not. You search the scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And nevertheless, ye will not come to me, that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe, which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom ye trust. For had ye believed Moses, ye would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But ye believe not his writings, how shall ye believe my words? Up to here. These are very serious words, brothers and sisters. And we find out that the whole world is only seeking honor of men, but not for the honor which comes from the only God. Because if they would seek this honor, then they would return to the Lord. Because God revealed himself, as it is written in the scripture. The prophets testified of our Lord. The promises were of his coming. And when the time was fulfilled, the Lord has come and has done all these works which he ordained already before. Blind received their sight, lame walked, and to the poor the gospel was preached. The Lord did everything. Even when the disciples of John came, the Lord said to them, remain here, see what is happening here. He did exactly that, what was written. But at that time, the spiritual leaders were blind. How is it in our days? We can just thank God that the Lord also in our time, he has sent true messengers who brought us back to his original word, to the doctrine of the apostles and prophets, as it was in the original, so that we can believe as it is written. And we may come to the Lord also tonight. Verse 40, the Lord said, and nevertheless, you will not come to me, that ye might have life, namely the true life. The true life is eternal life, which comes from God. And also tonight we may come to the Lord as we are. The Lord said, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest for your souls. Also tonight, the Lord wants to bless us richly. To him be the thanks and the honor. Amen. We stand up for prayer. Great God, we say thanks to you. We worship you for the great privilege which you have granted to us to time and again come into your presence, to appear before you, to give you the thanks and the honor. For you, Lord, alone are worthy to receive praise, honor, and glory and worship. Lord in heaven, we thank you for your holy word, which you have given us already, Lord. You spoke to them who were around you. Lord in heaven, you have your people today as then. You have given grace to recognize the day and the message. Thank you for it, Lord. Please, O God, those who are gathered here, please, Lord Jesus Christ, receive everyone. Keep him. Open our hearts that they receive what you have to say to us through your holy word. For Lord in heaven, as the songwriter expressed it already, it is well with my soul. O God, give us grace that we feel well under the sound of your word. Lord, we thank you for the wonderful grace, for the privilege. Please bless also all those who are joining us online, who are listening. There are more than we are gathered here, Lord. Lord in heaven, we thank you. You are giving grace to all, that they look up to you. Please bless also the lips, anoint them through which you will speak. Lord Jesus, you have given the commission. You will also let it be carried out for the glory of your name. Once again, please bless all worldwide, everywhere, in all tongues, in all peoples, in all colors, on all continents. Bless so that you are glorified in the midst of your people. Amen. Let us sing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lamb of God. To receive all the praise, all the glory, all the worship. You are worthy, O Lord. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Truth is marching on.
Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. I also would like to welcome all of you in the precious and holy name of our Lord and Savior. From all people's tongues and nations, the Lord is calling out His people. We have many things to report, also of my last missionary trip 2 weeks ago in Cuba. God has really given grace so that we could preach there in 3 big cities there. We could have meetings there. And also there, people have come together from near and far to hear God's word. Father Pacheco, he is translating now above. He was with me. We preached together the holy word. And every time we were overwhelmed that God makes His word so alive. And after the meetings, you could have seen what kind of response there was, what the word has accomplished in them who heard it. Also today, we have visit in our midst from Canada, from the USA, from South Africa, Yes. From Angola. From Madagascar. Well, I actually wrote it down and I left it in the office. Perhaps I will read it tomorrow. Also, all those who have phoned, these greetings I will give you tomorrow. Today and tomorrow, there are two special days. Special days. And we will not go into details what is going on politically. Many things are happening. The 60 years after the signing of the Roman Treaty, one sees all the headlines here. Everything is turning around here, around that subject. And then one sees the pictures, the Pope in the midst of them, the Pope in the midst of them, and all the 27 representatives are left and right. When one sees all that, what is going on now, also between the Lutherans and the Roman Church, the unity. But for what? For what reason? Our Lord said, Father, you in me and I in them, so that we are one. Not a political union or a religious union, but God in Christ and Christ in us, the hope of glory. It's really a shame. It's a pity that one doesn't go into detail what happened 150 years before the Reformation started. Not before 500 years. 650 years ago, God had a Wycliffe in England. He used a Jan Hus in Prague. A man in Rotterdam he used, who as the first one published the Greek Bible for the first time in Europe. Since the split in the year 1025, everything that belonged to the Greeks was remaining with the Greek translation, and everything what was part of the so-called Roman Church, they remained in the Vulgata translation. Really, also in the translations, there is a difference. But we don't want to go here into all the details. But so much must be said now, that God at all times gave revivals. Even there were very little, he gave revivals. And as mentioned, already 150 years before the breakthrough of the Reformation, people found grace before God. And Jan Hus was burning at the stake while the council fathers were laughing at him. He was burnt at the stake only just because he preached the word in his own language. And he couldn't bear the things which was going on in the Roman Church. People lost their lives so that the breakthrough could happen at the time of Reformation. Also Erasmus from Rotterdam. There were really people who were pardoned by God, who were used by God. And then all the other revivals which followed. I write it in the circular letter. Sadly, by the many missionary trips, I could not finish the circular letter in time. But God willing, in 14 days it will be ready. I wrote down my special experiences with God, by which great responsibility was given to me. And today we have the Memorial Day. Today, 55 years ago, Brother Branham received the instruction from the Lord. On the 1st of April 1962, Brother Branham said, "The angel of the Lord commanded me to not make the trip to Zurich, but to return to Jeffersonville and to store in the food." And he writes about the vision which he saw. He has seen baskets full of natural groceries. He saw him carrying it into the tabernacle. And he uses very natural examples to set forth the supernatural. All the 40 parables which the Lord left unto us are comparisons which everyone can comprehend. And of course, for me, the 2nd of April, the most important day in my life, when I heard for the first time the voice of the Lord. And I could imagine that some have big problems to believe that a Brother Frank truly has heard the all-penetrating mighty voice of the Lord with these ears. And I will go into it just briefly. But before we do that, let me read the word which the Apostle Paul received as his commission from Acts chapter 26. Acts chapter 26 from verse 16. "But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee." Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Just so wonderful that the sending was expressed so clearly. whether in Acts 9, whether in 22, or whether in 26. It's just good if one can read it up, if one can read it, how important it was for the man of God to hearken to that, what he was told at his commission, that it really finds fulfillment. Then, in Acts chapter 13, Paul, what he was commissioned for, he once again expressed it. Acts 13, here it is written of that. Let us start from verse 46. Acts 13, from verse 46. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. For so has the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. Amen. Faith is a gift from God. And whom God is really merciful, he will believe, as the scripture says. We have heard it in the word of introduction. Ye search the scriptures, and you think to have eternal life in it. But to me, you don't want to come. In the word was the Redeemer promised from Genesis 3, verse 15 on, that the seed of God would come to bruise the head of the serpent and to give us the redemption. And as Brother Miskis already expressed, Isaiah 35, when he comes, then the blind will see, the lame will walk. The scribes, they were teaching the scriptures to others, and themselves had no revelation about that, what was important for that time and what was promised in the word for that time. And therefore, brothers and sisters, how grateful we should be, grateful for the grace that we are living in a time. It was never like this as now, never. Yesterday I heard for the first time what should be still married, still. You really shake your heads. One can really ask, where shall this lead? Not only man and man, but also man and animal, and this shall be blessed, and You cannot comprehend it, what is going on the earth. Religion is everywhere. And faith is preached everywhere. That one should be tolerant. One should not judge anyone. We are not judging. We are not judging. But we believe that man needs to experience the salvation of the soul. He needs to experience the deliverance of Satan. Because for that, the Lord has come to save sinners, to give us eternal life by grace. And therefore, the original proclamation, just as God ordained it from before the foundation of the world, namely Acts chapter 3, from verse 19 up to verse 21, Him, our Savior, the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all that what God spoke by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. And so, we're just so grateful with all our hearts that God has given us the connection in the plan of salvation by his grace. Recently, sometimes, we spoke about it here, that the revivals just took their course and it went deeper and deeper into the Word. Every revival was a new blessing which God has given by his grace. And then came the year 1906 on Azusa Street in Los Angeles, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the restoration of the gifts of the Spirit. But where did it lead to? They didn't recognize that God has given a sending, a commission, which was already announced in the Old Testament, in Malachi, in the last chapter, in the last two verses. And we will show you the statistics. It really tears my heart into pieces to think about it. It's a pity that I don't have the statistic with me here. But all the other denominations, here 67 millions, here 38 millions, here so and so much. But the Pentecostal Charismatic denomination, 300 millions, and all are bypassing God. All believe what they like to believe. They go back to the Nicene Council. They go back to all these creeds of which the Bible doesn't know anything. And why? Because they missed the sending which God gave through Brother Branham. A divine fact. It became a divine fact. Because the promise in the Old Testament, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. So, at the end of the time of grace, God had to fulfill his promise. He had to send a prophet who brings us back to the beginning, back to the original, back to the Word, back to the foundation which was laid by the apostles and prophets, as Paul wrote it to the Ephesians. What good is it for all the charismatics? By the way, I have heard that on that Sunday, yes, on the fourth Sunday in April, I will be in Paris And at the same time, one of the most well-known charismatics will also be there. And the question was whether one shall not seek a conversation. With whom? With whom? With a man who goes to the grave of Katrin Kullmann to get new strength there. To go to Amy McPherson, to go there, to their grave, to get strength there. No! All these great evangelists and charismatics, they missed the day of their gracious visitation. And all are building their own kingdom. And no one of them builds the kingdom of God. And no one of them has a divine commission. And we say it very clearly now. Brother Branham had a direct divine commission. And as already the prophet Jeremiah was told, when you were formed in your mother's womb, I have chosen you and I have ordained you to be a prophet for the people. I said it to you. The pillar of fire above the head of Brother Branham, 3 hours after his birth, came into his room, and whoever was there, his mom, they said, what shall this be now? What is going on here? From his childhood, from his birth on, he was chosen by God for a special ministry. And then came the supernatural experiences. And I hope, dear brothers and sisters, especially all you newcomers, please try with the help of God to understand what it's all about now. Namely, to have part in that what God has promised for this time and what He is doing right now. And we just have to mention 2 or 3 things, whether it's the 11th of June 1933, when the voice of the Lord spoke from the supernatural light, which was visible for 4,000 people. And when the voice of the Lord sounds forth, it said, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. Where's the respect before God? Where is the respect before that what God has done in a supernatural way? Confirming the sending which he planned. Who can bypass it? Who can bypass it? And this is not possible with us. And if I mention this now, I'm just so grateful that the meetings of Brother Branham, that I personally witnessed them, whether 1955, whether 1958, whether 1962, just so mighty. I'm an eye and ear witness of that, what God has done in our time. Once again, coming back to the 1st of April, 1962, don't make the trip to Zurich, but return to Jeffersonville and store in the food. For God will send a famine to hear His words. And what happened on the 2nd of April? If one considers the time difference of 7 or 8 hours, yes, then it was almost at the same time where the Lord commanded what should be done. And I say it here, before the Almighty God who will judge the living and the dead, I never was asking for it. I had no idea. I didn't know anything that the Lord would speak to me. Who am I? Who? To think that. But this is the day which the Lord has made. Luisen Street 160 in Krefeld. Early in the morning, at daybreak, the night was over. The sun was not yet up. You know my testimony. And I just, I was pulling the curtains, looked out of the window. I was happy. There was no cloud in the sky. The rainy season was over. And I came back into the room. I just spoke a little prayer up to God. And then I stood and looked to the window. And then it happened. As you hear my voice now, not in my heart, with these ears, my servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you into other cities to preach my word. You can imagine. The reaction in me was, Lord, they will not hear me. They have all things in plenty. I just finished these words. Then something extraordinary happened. I really was taken out of this body. Yes, and I was in a heavenly body, whatever, I don't know. From there I could see how I raised my hands there. I was spreading my hands like this. And there, in the spiritual body, I could hear what I was speaking in this body of flesh there. I was holding my hands like this, and I said, Lord, they will not hear me. And then came the voice of the Lord again. The time will come when they will hear you. And I noted down some things. I wrote it in the circular. What is it all about? To preach my word, not interpretations, not explanations, but the original word of God, to preach it. I say this, not for my sakes, I say this out of gratefulness toward my God. In the more than 9,000 sermons, I don't have to take anything back because I only preached the everlasting word and that what is written black on white. Not one single time I preached an interpretation or an explanation. But truly, by God's grace, I preached only His original word. And this was actually the direct commission. Also, this will be written in the circular. Please forgive me. Forgive me if some experiences are written there, which have for me a very important significance. Forgive me if I write them again in this circular. Just that you know, and I say this not for my sake, but whoever bypasses what God has ordained for our time and what He confirmed in a supernatural way, whoever bypasses this, him God will also bypass. Then, especially in April 1980, when together with Alexis Barrier, I was in France, in Marseille. I don't know whether some of the brothers are here who were at that time in Marseille. But there, the question was asked me for the first time after the meeting, after the service, what the seven thunders are. And I just had to say, I don't know. And bonne nuit, good night. And I went into this little room in my room upstairs. But on the next morning, I said it here before, I have a watch here, a wristwatch. It runs automatically. Today, I have the same wristwatch as in 1980, 40 years old. But the following happened. On the next morning, as you hear my voice now, my servant, rise and read 2 Timothy chapter 4. I will speak to you. What could I do? I got up. I took my Bible. And I was reading. And after reading, I could lay the Bible on that little table. I could raise my hands like this. And I said, Dear Lord, as sure as you commanded me to read this scripture, so sure what the seven thunders uttered in Revelation 10 has not been written down, becoming the word. And therefore, it cannot be preached. I can say here, thus saith the Lord. Yes? This is final. When the Lord says something, this is final. There's no discussion possible. No conversation. Nothing anymore. Stop. Stop. Finished. And we're just so grateful that God is watching over us. That He's watching over the church. That nothing on interpretations and error can be brought into the church, but that all are being taught by God, by the Spirit, by the Word, and that so that all can come into the Holy of Holies, where the Lord reveals His Word to us directly by His grace. And you can all imagine what all the brothers who have the thunder revelations, they made it the main subject. They say about me the following. But this we leave up to them. And dear brothers and sisters, I could repeat here one experience after the other. And my question is, what meaning has it for you that the Lord in this time, in our time, whether to Brother Branham or whether to a Brother Frank, to the most unworthy among all, really, He has given commissions. And I also think on the experience, I hope I don't have to repeat it here, but also the experience in October 1976. Just imagine this. I just fetched from the travel agency the tickets, and I come into the room in Lech Street number 7, and I was just about to sit down. And as you hear my voice now, my servant, cancel the trip to India. And I had the tickets in my hands. My servant canceled the trip to India. Do you know what I did? I drove to the forest and I was praying, weeping. And I said, Lord, the meetings are arranged in Bombay, in Madras. I have to fly. The meetings are arranged. And the one was at 10 o'clock. And at around 11:15, I was again in the office. As you hear my voice now, I stepped into my little room, and once again, and even with a mighty force, my servant canceled the trip to India. Can you imagine the grace of God? And then it happened. The aircraft from Bombay to Madras, at the takeoff, it went up in flames, and all the 96 passengers, they died in the flames. And my name was on the passenger list. And at that time, the government was in the city of Bonn. And from the Department of Foreign Affairs, they phoned the office and they said, your missionary, Ewald Frank, is among them who died in the flames. And I was sitting in the office when the phone call came. Can you imagine? I don't know whether you can comprehend this. The faithfulness of God. Just the faithfulness of God. And because it is a special day, in the plan of salvation, not only in my life, but also in the kingdom of God, the same Brother Branham, who received the commission to bring the message, he was told, not you, but the message will forerun the second coming. 17 times Brother Branham spoke this. And when we look back to all these years, 1962, I was 29 years old. And now I'm 83. But in all these years, God has given grace. And we really reached the ends of the earth. When was it possible that a single man could travel to 160 countries? And in many countries, in many cities in India, in 23 cities, I preached there, for instance. The precious message of the redemption, of the grace, of the salvation, up to the newest stand, that God will restore all things. And then he has sent Brother Branham for this purpose. And all the spirits were separated on the ministry of Brother Branham. And as long as the opening of the seals didn't take place yet, also the world-renowned evangelists, they still tolerated him somehow. But after the opening of the seals, they rejected him. And Brother Branham said, all the doors are closed. What shall I do now? He wanted to go to Alaska. He wanted to draw back because all the doors were closed in all churches. Only one door was still open at the full business gospel chapters where the various directions came together. But also there was politics and all kinds of things. Why do I say this, all that? For me, this weekend is an anniversary. It's just a weekend. The 1st and the 2nd of April will go into the history of God with the church. And therefore, I just mention this so that you know what this means for me. And I'm asking you, what does it mean for you? Where would you be? I hope that the sisters will afterward sing the song. Pull away the curtain so that I see what you have done. Where I would be today and that you received me. Where would you be today, beloved brother? Where would I be today? You would be there where you was, and I would also be there where I was. But what happened? There was a day in our lives on which God spoke to us directly. And we didn't need any private lessons. Every word which was preached was revealed to us. Whoever believed it. Amen. There are many things for which we could be grateful here. Then, of course, also the 19th of September, a Sunday morning. The sun was shining into my room, but in the house, no one was heard in the house. I prepared myself for the day, and I was just reaching over to get my Bible and to read in it. I just took the Bible in my hand, and as you hear my voice now, my servant, I have ordained you according to Matthew 24, verse 45 to 47, to give out the food in due season. Do you know what in such moments are going on in a human being? For me, Matthew 24 was the end time. Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, famines, pestilences, one nation against the other nation. This was for me Matthew 24. Never in all the years before I preached about this word. I didn't even know. I was conscious of it, that it was written like this in the Bible. And behold, the Lord God, he knew precisely what he had to do. Brothers and sisters, such days one cannot forget. And at that time, we were sending out the sermons from Edmonton, and Brother Donnie Bablitz was responsible for the sending of the sermons which were printed and which were sent into all the world. And on that Saturday, at around 10 o'clock, he just came to me into the house. And he asked for a conversation. And he said, Brother Frank, your ministry is also now worldwide. The ministry of Brother Branham is written in the Bible. Is your ministry also in the Bible? I really just finished with him. I said, stay normal. Don't be crazy here. Yes. On the next morning, my servant, I ordained you according to Matthew, emphasizing the verses. And it will be true before God. Verse 45 up to verse 47. Really emphasized, spoken clearly, emphasized. God knows all things. And the man of God, who then, on the 3rd of December, the man of God said, Brother Frank, the food which you have to store in is the word promised for this time. And it is in the sermons which are recorded on tape. Yes? Wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of the food. Brothers and sisters, God didn't forget any detail. And He sent His prophet. And He also told me by His grace, so that we are not doing some things, but that we are doing the things according to the will of God for this time, carrying the last message and telling to the people, thus saith the Lord in His word. These are the promises. And we may see together the fulfillment of that what God promised in His word. Brothers and sisters, may we are really conscious of it today, that we really found grace in the sight of God. As I was reading in Zurich from Micah chapter 7, that God has joy, is joyful in the grace. God doesn't want the death of the sinner. God wants to pardon. God is love. God is love. And the love of God was manifested on the cross of Calvary. For God so much loved the world. And so, the proclamation, the kernel of the divine message, God was in Christ and reconciled the world with Himself. And Paul could say, to us was given the ministry of reconciliation. Also this may be said worldwide. It's not about Brother Branham. It's about God. It's about God's word and about the whole counsel of God for our time. One brother told me, now shall be a conference in South America, and the main subjects are the third pull, the seven thunders, and the tenth vision, and so forth. Just think of it. Think of it one moment. That people, more than 50 years, they don't respect the word, not even think about it, to open the Bible and to read in it. And they even claim that what Brother Branham said is above that what the Bible says. Just think of it. Think of it. How blind people can be. And when Brother Miskis was reading the word from Moses, yes, we have Moses. We have Moses. Today one can say, we have Brother Branham. But do they have Jesus? Do they have the Lord? Do they have revelation? Do they have forgiveness? Do they have salvation? Do they have experienced a conversion? Are they born again to a living hope? Not just message, but the message of God. Be ye reconciled with God. Brothers and sisters, there's such a number of subjects about which we could speak here, so that you may feel the gratefulness as I feel about this grace. And we can say honestly and sincerely, nothing I have to bring to you. Everything are you, O Lord, as a German song goes. Could I contribute anything to it? I just made my journeys, as the Lord said it. And now, I crossed the 10 million flight miles. Just think of it. My whole life, for one purpose I lived, day and night. All books, all brochures, I wrote them by hand, all circulars. I wrote them down with all my hand, with my hand. If I would made a photo of these papers, you would laugh or you would thank the Lord. I spent all my time of my life for the Lord, day and night, to do that for what He has called and commissioned me. Let us come now quickly to the word from Hebrews, where the Lord has given so much grace, really, so much grace to receive and accept. Paul made it very clear here in Hebrews that our Lord, with His own blood, He entered the Holy of Holies to obtain an eternal redemption for us. That the letter of requirements was really torn into pieces, and that the accuser has no right at all to accuse, for our chastisement was laid upon Him, so that we might have peace, and by His stripes we were healed. Here, in Hebrews chapter 9, the man of God refers to that what has happened in the Holy of Holies, about the Ark of the Covenant, about that what was laid into this Ark, about the altar of gold. And then verse 7, but into the second went the high priest alone, once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. And then, verse 11, but Christ, being come as high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. That is to say, not of this building, not this creation, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood He entered in once into the most holy place, having obtained an eternal redemption for us. Brothers and sisters, this is the main proclamation of the divine message. Here's the great difference. Teaching is one thing, but the proclamation of the gospel is at the beginning, first place. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Teach all nations. Firstly, the preaching of the gospel. God was in Christ and reconciled the world, mankind with Himself. And then as second, the teaching. And as the third one, the prophetic part of the divine plan of salvation. And we may say here, in the presence of God, we may say that we remained balanced, that we really received the grace to preach forgiveness, with God, the full salvation, In even your sin would be red as scarlet, they shall become white as snow. That's how the prophet Isaiah already said it in advance. And then especially Isaiah 53, he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our sickness. And the chastisement was laid upon him for our peace. But you see, the main two verses which belong to it, and his seed shall serve him, Psalms 22 and Isaiah 53, verse 10. And both places, let us read it, Isaiah 53, Isaiah chapter 53, Isaiah 53, where we are told what the Lord has done and prepared for us by His grace. Here, in the most important chapter, the divine act of salvation. Here it's written in verse 10. Isaiah 53, verse 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Let us read Psalms 22, verse 31. He has said very clearly what is meant with the seed of God. Psalms 22, verse 30. A seed shall serve him. That's what's all about. All the others, there are two different seeds. Our Lord as Son of Man sowed the good seed. And the good seed are the children of the kingdom of God. The enemy came behind him and sowed his seed. Both came up, but the one are the children of God and brothers and sisters. There's no mixture. Two different seeds and two different harvests. The one, the seed of God, the children of God, and the other one, the tears, which cannot remain and which will not remain. And this reminds me on that experience with the harvesting of the wheat. There was really pure wheat was harvested, pure wheat. And we are living by grace in this time of the calling out, of the completion of the bride of the Lamb. And I think Brother Miskis, he read from Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, he emphasized that the overcomers will sing as at the opening of the seven seals in Revelation chapter 5. Revelation 5 verse 9. Perhaps we read also verse 8. Revelation 5 verse 8 and 9. And when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Amen. Brothers and sisters, why does the last message go to all peoples, to all types, tribes, to all tongues, all over the earth? Why? And all are acquainted with that, what God is doing right now. And all who are of God, they will believe God's word. And they will receive what God has ordained for this time. And they will experience it by His grace. Because God does not make empty words. But every word, every promise will be fulfilled. Let us summarize what it's all about today. For me, it's a special day. A special weekend. I look back to the many years and to that what God has done in all the peoples and tongues. Yes, the word was carried unto the ends of the earth. And when you think about it, that this service, this sermon, this meeting can be heard in 15 languages directly. And then also in other languages it is translated. Today a brother told me that on his iPhone he is connected with a couple of hundreds who then are hearing in various languages. Not only that, we are hearing now. We have connected 1,700 computers in 172 countries, passing on the word. And then it's passed on again and again. Who phoned me? The brothers in Abidjan. They have rented an open stadium. They were given out hand letters, flyers, and they expect that more than 1,000 people are coming together. Who phoned me? 2,500, 4,000. Everywhere the people of God are gathered. Also, Dr. Bier, he said, Brother Frank, a day before yesterday, the people are coming, the people are coming. And we expect that 2,500 people will be gathered here to hear the word of God. Brothers and sisters, God has sent a hunger, and the people are coming from near and far, by foot and by car, whatever, to hear the word of the Lord. Also, that one brother from Mozambique and the brothers from Angola, everywhere are great meetings. I wished that the Spirit of God would also come upon Europe, that he would move in a supernatural way among Europe, and that the calling out would also take place. And so the Lord calls out the last ones, especially our neighbors from the Czech Republic. When I see them, whether from Romania, from everywhere they are coming to hear the word of the Lord. May all be blessed all over the earth. I just hope, brothers and sisters, that from now on you would pray more for me now. And that God would give me more strength to preach His holy and precious word until the last ones are called. And so that the trump can sound, and that the voice of the archangel can sound, and that the Lord returns to take His own home. As we often emphasized it, Matthew 25, verse 10, those who were ready went into the marriage supper, and the door was closed. Brothers and sisters, tune in with every word. Say amen to every word. And say, Lord, fulfill it in me and with me and through me, so that all promises which God has given, that they can be fulfilled through us, to Him, the Almighty God, to the only God, to the one God. Let this be mentioned also. Brothers, sisters, recently, in the recent days, the thought came to me. Faith and unbelief and superstition. Whoever doesn't remain in the faith falls into unbelief. And the next step is superstition. And just go here. Go into all the religious world. Just go in all the pilgrimages. Just superstition. Nothing but superstition. Brothers and sisters, faith is a gift of God. And faith becomes the power of God. And as Brother Branham said a couple of times, very clearly, unbelief is the original sin. Namely, to not believe what God said. Please, please, believe every word. Receive every word and accept it. Do it as Abraham did. He didn't look onto the circumstances, not looking on himself. He looked on Him who has given the promise. Also we. We are all going through trials, so many trials. We are never here before. In all these 55 years, which I experienced, as in our time, everywhere are problems, everywhere sickness, everywhere. But the Lord God is present today. And by faith, we can take the answer to our homes because we believe as the scripture has said, and our Lord has said Himself, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest for your souls. And whoever comes to Him, Him He will not cast out. Him He will give grace to believe. Salvation of the soul, deliverance of the spirit. Everything took place on the cross of Calvary. His blood covers my sin. His blood makes pure and clean. As a German song goes, my will belongs to the Lord, my Savior. May the Lord bless this meeting worldwide. We also greet at the end now, in closing, all worldwide, from New Zealand up to Australia, up to the ends of the earth, to Edmonton, Montreal, and wherever it might be, South America, North America, all of Europe, all of Eastern Europe, just all nations, all peoples and tongues, may all be included in the last message of the calling out, of the preparation, and of the completion of the church, of the firstborn. I thank my God that I can still experience this day together with you, that God has carried me so patiently, has helped us. To Him, the only God, be the honor throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us stand up. Perhaps the sisters are coming to sing us the song, "Pull away the curtain, that I see what you have done." The curtain was torn from top to bottom. Matthew 27, our Lord cried out loudly. He cried out, and the curtain, the veil, was torn. The way is free into the Holy of Holies. Forgiveness, grace, and salvation was given to us. I say it once again. May all you newcomers just tune in and ask God to reveal you everything by grace.
Alles das, was ich hab,
everything what I have,
was mir teuer und
everything what is precious to me,
es war nicht mein, hat's mir geschenkt.
It was not mine, but he has given it to me.
Lass es mich gebrauchen,
let me use it to illuminate my way.
Sei mir gnädig,
be merciful
mir
to me. Be merciful to me, O Lord.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang,
pull away the veil,
was du getan,
so that I see what you have done.
Zeig mir, wo ich heute wär,
show me where I would be today,
du nahmst mich an,
and that you received me.
Gedenk, wir sind Menschen,
remember, we're just men, human beings, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us. Nothing good I did. Jesus received me. I'm not worthy of his love.
Doch es war meine Sünde und Schuld, die trug.
But it was my sin and guilt, ja, which he bore.
Ich kann's yes, nicht verstehen.
He loves me. I cannot understand it.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang,
pull away the veil
see,
before me,
was du
so
getan,
that I may see what you have done.
Zeig mir, wo ich heute wär,
show me where I would be today,
das, du nahmst mich an,
and that you received me.
Gedenk, wir sind Menschen,
remember, we are just human beings, forgetful and weak. Be merciful to us and watch over us. Looking up to you, I may now be comforted because you revealed your word to me.
Mit deinem Geist mich und halt mich stets treu.
Fill me with thy spirit and keep me faithful.
Du liebst mich, mein Herr.
Because you love me, my Lord.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang,
pull away the veil before me,
was du getan,
so that I see what you have done.
Zeig mir, wo ich heute bin,
show me where I would be
und
today,
das, du nahmst mich,
and that you received me.
Gedenk, wir
remember,
sind Menschen,
we are just human beings,
vergesslich und
forgetful and weak.
Sei uns gnädig,
be merciful to us,
halt über
and watch
uns
over
wacht,
us.
Zieh hinweg den Vorhang, dass ich sehe, was du getan. Zeig mir, wo ich heute wär, und dass du nahmst mich an. Gedenk, wir sind Menschen, vergesslich und schwach, sei uns gnädig, halt über uns wacht.
Mein Gott, Amen.
Amen. While our heads are bowed in prayer, opening our hearts before God. Is there someone here who has troubles, who cannot yet believe whether it's forgiveness of your sins, whether it's healing, whether it's about revelation, whatever it might be? Brothers and sisters, God is trustworthy. Every word of God is yea and amen. Whatever God said, this he keeps. And this happens. Especially among the young people, do we have some who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord? We sing a chorus, and please come to the front, and then we will pray for you. Just as I am. Just come, without losing time. Come. Whoever would like to come, come. As I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. Once again, just as I am, and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come, I come. I read you the word to which I referred already before. That's how it is written. And that's how we believe it. Isaiah chapter 1, verse
18.
Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. And then verse 19, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with a sword. Here we see obedience connected with faith. No rebellion. You young people. Some people say, I didn't kill anyone. I didn't do this or that. Beloved, we came into this world separated from God, born in sin, and therefore we need the salvation of the soul, the forgiving of our sins. And whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's how it is written, and that's how we believe it. And as written in John 1, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the children of God, even to them who believe on his name. believe with all your heart that the blood of the Lamb of God was shed for the remission of our sin. Receive the forgiveness by faith and accept it. Then I have one more question addressed to all of us. Can you all believe with all your heart what God has promised for this time? Please raise your hand. May the whole world see it, that we all believe with all our hearts. Now we sing the chorus, Only Believe, Only Believe.
Only believe, only believe. All things are possible for only believe. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible for only believe. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible for Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible for Jesus is here.
Dear Lord, you are our Savior. You loved the world so much. You loved us so much. And also all those who have come to the front right now to receive you and accepting you. You, the Lamb of God, you have shed your blood. And we thank you with all our hearts. Beloved Lord, forgive all sin. Forgive all trespasses. And forgive us all the sin of unbelief. So that we hear the word of God in faith, and so that we get it revealed, and so that we have part in that what you are doing right now. Beloved Lord, you are our God, and we are the people of your pasture, the flock of your hand. With all our hearts, I thank you for the 55 years. With all my heart, I thank you for all brothers and sisters, from all peoples and tongues, from all continents, who believe you. Who believe the message as Isaiah and as Paul said, as written in Isaiah 55 and in Romans 10. Who has believed our report, our message? It's your message, O Lord, the last message before your return. And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? To all who believe you. To them the arm of the Lord is revealed. And the right hand of the Lord is exalted. And the right hand of the Lord exalts, upholds the victory. Blessed and praised be our God and Savior. My Lord, beloved, who you who stand in the front here, accept it by faith that this is the day which the Lord has given to you. receive forgiveness by faith and thank the Lord for it with all your heart. And He will make all things well in your life. Lord, Almighty God, together we consecrate unto you all who are now dedicating your lives to you. O God, may this be the day which you have made for all of us worldwide. To you be the glory and the worship throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. Amen. We ask now two brothers to come. Brother Florine, please come. And one brother comes with you. Brother Didier, come. And Brother Gilbert also. And just thank with us. Thank the Lord with us. Come now and thank the Lord with us. Yes, we have much reason to thank the Lord. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Spirit, for your Word, for the blood of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins, for the healing of all sickness. You are present. You are present. You are the same. Touch the life of everyone here. Your arm is stretched forth. May everyone experience the reconciliation. May everyone experience the deliverance. We thank you for this day. It's a day of salvation. It's the fulfillment of your promise. Bless little and old, young and old. Bless your servant. Strengthen him, Lord. We all need this ministry, Lord. May you bless all over the earth. We ask you, please answer us. Hear us in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Where are the two brothers? Our Lord, our God, our gratefulness is very great tonight for all the testimonies, for all the mighty testimonies which we could hear tonight. Lord, you are the same, for you are fulfilling your promises. We thank you, Lord, for this current sending. We thank you with all our hearts. Lord, you ordained us to hear what you are doing today, to hear what we heard today. And we believe that this weekend is a week of weekend of salvation. We are so happy, for it pleased you that you are looking on us, that we have heard the call to come out. It's the final call. Thank you, Lord, for you will finish your work. You, our God, you are making the difference between those who serve you and those who don't serve you. We believe at this place that here is a true ministry and you are at work here. You are dealing here. And we believe that your arm is stretched forth and revealed. We thank you that we can have part in it. You are the center here. What you are doing remains forever. We thank you that you have removed all unbelief out from our hearts. We thank you that we may believe. We thank you for the revealed word. We didn't know of anything, but it pleased you. You have strengthened your servant. And today we can hear what you are saying. And we believe that this message is ordained for us. And we received it with all our hearts. And our hearts are rejoicing and leaping for joy. We thank you for what you are doing right now. All the praise, all the thanks be to you, our God. Bless your servant. This is no easy work, but together with you, nothing is impossible. May you be with him, Lord. Everywhere you're opening still doors so that your commission can be carried out. It's a worldwide ministry, Lord. May you be blessed and glorified. We believe your return is very, very near. And we see that the pure food is being given out and the table is richly prepared. Thank you. We thank you that neither the flour is running out nor the oil is running out. You're always giving food, you're always giving oil. Thank you. Be with us. We believe that all promises are true and yes and amen. Your word is the truth. And we are here believing in all certainty. We thank you for the work of redemption, that this work took place with all of us and for us. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I don't know whether our choir has a song today, perhaps in the English language. We make a bit room for them. And in that time, just make room, just a bit. Don't draw back much. The rest can come here onto the platform. We ask Brother Cosme Bra from Angola to come and to thank the Lord. Where is Brother Cosme Bra? Is he here? Yes. All come up here to the platform, except the singers. They stay down. All the others up onto the platform. Very good.
Amen. Amen. So, jetzt danken wir noch schnell Lob und Dank.
Praise and thanks. Praise and thanks.
Unser himmlischer Vater.
Our heavenly Father.
Wir
are so deeply grateful. That we can have part in this wonderful grace. Your name be honored forever. This is a day of memorial. Once again you showed the whole world that you are calling men, that you are commissioning them to preach the word. We are living now in this time. 55 years have passed. Lord, you fulfilled what you promised. And we are the fruit of this commission. For everything what comes from you brings positive results. Thank you that we can have part in this grace. Bless in particular your servant, every one of us, and keep us in this commission until the day of your glorious return. Be blessed and praised in the glorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Rock of Ages. Almighty God, dismiss us in your peace and in your blessing. In Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Amen.